Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Yesterday, I ended the podcast by saying that Paul was now transitioning us really into the understanding of two covenants. What I mean by that is not Old Covenant, New Covenant. Paul's not yet gotten into New Covenant reality. He will not really get into New Covenant reality until Romans 3:21, righteousness of God apart from the law revealed. He is now dealing with Jews who have been claiming the law, but are not well capable of keeping the law. That deals with the Mosaic Covenant, what we would call the Old Covenant, what the writer of Hebrews and Galatians would call the First Covenant. Yet Paul goes further back. He goes all the way to circumcision. Verse 25, we read it yesterday. Circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law, but if you are a breaker of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. So Paul now introduces the very bedrock of the Abrahamic covenant, which was circumcision. But by appealing to Moses rather than Abraham, what has happened to the Jewish nation is they have become slaves to the law. It happened at Exodus. Had Israel said to the Lord in Exodus, "We want Abraham's covenant," I don't believe they would have ever had to have had the law. But at Sinai, they told the Lord, "Whatever he says to us, we are well capable of doing it." And they entered into a covenant of performance. This is where they became bound to the law, incapable of keeping the law, but bound to the law. They already had the circumcision sign of the Abrahamic covenant. God had told Abraham, circumcise the boy at 8 days old. But because they are law keepers, quote unquote law keepers, they have superseded that circumcision. When they judge people based upon the law, they must be judged based upon the law. Therefore, verse 26, if an uncircumcised man keeps the righteous requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be counted as circumcision? And will not the physically uncircumcised, if he fulfills the law, judge you who, even with your written code and circumcision, are transgressors of the law? For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and the circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men but from God. Now, there's so much here, we can't finish it in the next minute or two, but I will say this. I believe that with this last passage, Paul is showing the Jewish people, you can't keep the law. If you want to be bound by being able to keep the law, then if a Gentile could keep it, you have to accept them, and you don't want to do that because you want to only... You want to declare yourselves blessed by your circumcision, but you can't have it both ways. You can't keep the law when you can keep it and call yourself blessed, but when you can't keep it, appeal back to circumcision. He said, it doesn't work that way. You either have one or the other. He said, because it's not what makes you a Jew that you're physically circumcised. He said, what makes you special, what makes you God's people is a circumcision of the heart, in the spirit, not the letter. I want to go into that deeper tomorrow because there's so much meat in that 29th verse that really starts to set us up for where you and I live today. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.